He wants a meeting with Russia's leader. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Dire warnings of an imminent invasion have Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calling for talks with his Russian counterpart. On the ground in eastern Ukraine, top military officials came under a shelling attack from separatists backed by Russia. Fox's Trey Yingst was there.
Conflict is erupting in the eastern part of the country. There were over 1,500 ceasefire violations reported. And we did spend the day with Ukrainian troops who are continuously taking fire from Russian-backed separatists. Those troops tell us the separatists are not only using things like mortars and artillery units, but also anti-tank missiles. They did show us evidence to support those statements.
President Biden, who plans to convene a meeting of the National Security Council today, has said he is convinced that Russia plans to invade. If that happens, the U.S. says it will act.
There will be severe sanctions, and they will be felt, sadly, by people who don't deserve to have them.
Senate Democrat Amy Klobuchar at a security conference in Munich. There was a shooting at a park in Portland, Oregon last night. Police say one person was killed, five others hurt. No word on any suspects. A California police officer has died in a helicopter crash.
The Huntington Beach Police Department and the law enforcement community have lost an officer that was truly dedicated to his job, that was doing what he loved doing.
Huntington Beach Police Chief Eric Parra, a second officer, is critically hurt. The cause of the crash is unclear. Another helicopter crashed in waters off Miami yesterday, not far from swimmers. Two people were hospitalized in stable condition. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
All 76,000 refugees brought to the U.S. from Afghanistan last summer have been resettled in communities across the country. The last of the refugees left a military base in New Jersey yesterday. Over the course of the next year, the U.S. plans to admit thousands more Afghan refugees, but they'll arrive in smaller groups. Many Republicans have been critical of the White House vetting process, and a Pentagon Inspector General report found potentially significant security concerns with at least 50 Afghan evacuees. To our southern border, where federal agents encountered more than 150,000 migrants last month.
January's tally more than quadruples the figure from just 2 years ago. Where we are, the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas, those migrant encounters were up some 77%.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in La Jolla, Texas. Nearly three quarters of the migrant encounters were of single adults. January seizures of the drug fentanyl were up 57% from the month before. Filling up the gas tank these days requires deep pockets. The average price nationwide for a gallon of regular is $3.52, according to AAA. Critics of President Biden blame his energy policy.
In less than a year, we've gone from being energy independent, where we could not only keep energy inexpensive for folks here, creating lots of jobs, strengthening our economy, to now he's groveling before the Saudis, asking that they pump more.
Senate Republican Bill Cassidy, to ease pressures at the pump, some Democrats are proposing a gas tax holiday. A former congresswoman who survived an assassination attempt has also lived through a bout with appendicitis. Gabby Giffords left an Arizona hospital yesterday. In 2011, a shooting in Tucson cut short her career in politics. Pam Puzo, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.